So I did my third rotation in my Sky Lab, and we all know that PKC is essential in cell spreading and cell adhesion. And how this phosphorylation regulates, we don't know, but there are many cytoskeleton proteins can be phosphorylated by PKC. The first one I pick is vinculin, and vinculin is a very large protein, and vinculin has been reported to bind to tailing, actinin, and also F-actin and paxilin through different domains. And in a JBC 2002 paper, their PEP2 docking site was reported published, and they suggest a model that PEP2 regulates conformation change in vinculin, which leads to exposure of the phosphorylation sites and affects cell adhesion. So here is the crystal structure of the vinculin tail. Vinculin have 5 helices in anti-parallel orientation, and in that paper there are 2 sites in the 5th helix is phosphorylated, and the 2 blue arrows here just show that 2 sites of the trypsin digestion. So you can predict that there will generate at least 2 phosphorylated peptide from vinculin. First, I purify serous vinculin tails just shown by the red arrows. And for example, this V14 stands for the vinculin tail protein, has the first 4 helices, and I purified them, then did the in vitro phosphorylation experiments. In the left panel, you can see this band is PKC autophosphorylation band, and you can see the protein is phosphorylated, and this is a flowing control. And I found that GST can also be phosphorylated, so these bands maybe is the result from the GST phosphorylation. So I got some vinculin tail from Campbell lab, and they didn't tag with anything. And here I did the experiments differently. I add PEP2 here, and here is without a PEP2. And you can see this is a vinculin tail, and it is strongly phosphorylated here. So it's consistent with the JBC paper that PEP2 helped the vinculin tail to be phosphorylated by PKC in vitro. Next, I took the phosphorylated vinculin tail and trypsinized them and do the peptide mapping. The first dimension is the electrophoresis, and the second dimension is the chromodopamine. And just as predicted, and there are 2 trypsin digesters here, so there are 2 peptides generated. And in the next work, I will do some in vivo experiment to make sure the in vitro results. And I also want to identify these 2 sites to see whether it's the same as these 2. So another cytoskeleton protein I pick up is cronin. Cronin is a F-actin binding protein, and the red rabbit version of cronin, which has a very high identity with human mouse and cronin 1b, is the downstream target of PKC. So use the same strategy. There are 11 phosphorylated peptides may be generated, and I use some bioinformatics tool to predict the possible PKC phosphorylation sites. And use the same strategy. I purify the protein first. Here is the GST protein, and I got a 4S cronin tagged with the GST. Then I treat it creatine protease and get the cronin only. Also, I purified his tag the chromium 1b, and here I use BL21 expressed sugar factor and some chaperones to help the folding, and finally I get the protein here. I confirm the results by the Western blotting using chromium 1b specific antibody. So then I phosphorylate chromium 1b in vitro. Just show the in the left panel is a time course. This is the histone H1 is the positive control, and you can see the PKC autophosphorylation bands and also the cronin bands. Then I did a longer reaction, and you can see there here, both very, this is the GST1 cleaved with GST tag, and this is the HIST1B perfectly phosphorylated by the PKC alpha in vitro. And you can see here. And as in the GST1B, I cleavage, but still some contaminant with GST1, so it will be disbanded. Then I did a triple mapping with the phosphorylated chromium 1B here, and I changed the first dimension buffer because the 1 point buffer, 1.9 buffer, make the spot to strip it, so I changed it into the 8.9 buffer. Then I did a chromatography and see this result. I repeat this map 3 times, so I'm quite sure there are at least 5 sites in the chromium 1B can be phosphorylated by PTC alpha in vitro. In the next step, I will do some in vivo experiment to make sure the in vitro results and also try to identify these sites. So that is my rotation, and I special thanks to people in Shala Lab, in Bell Lab, and also in West Lab. And I special thanks to Nick, who helped me to make the BL21 express the chaperones. That's it. Thank you. Well, the vinculin phosphorylated in vivo, I didn't know, but the chronin, the rabbit version is found to be in vivo to be phosphorylated. So we thought that maybe the human version of the chronin one can also be phosphorylated, and we tried in vitro first, then out to in vivo actually this night.
Tonight.
Yeah.
So in
there
were something like 11
sites.
Were all of those potential PKC sites?
Oh yeah, these 11 sites, all PKC sites, I use this one and make the prediction, but I'm not quite sure because this just the prediction based on the sequence.
Other questions? Okay, our third topic is coming.